Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Oh my God. Ross, too laid back.
Railchen smiles, which might well be a first for her. Yeah, no, we're in Baldoyle, of all places, playing Thor Freeman and Lisa Murray, the reigning champions in the semi-finals of the mixed doubles of the Leinster Padel Championships. It's like one set apiece, and we're winning 5-4 in the third. Thor is banjoed. He went over on his ankle after about 10 minutes, but the dude is determined to be carried off on his shield. He's hobbling around the court, determined to give it everything he's got, while Railchen is fucking with his head in a major way. She goes, "It looks like ligaments. You could be doing yourself permanent damage." This is after lobbing him to go 15-30 up, and we're like 2 points away from victory. She's like, "You really should go to A&E. "You are not going to A&E, Lisa tells him. "Pain is psychological." The Leinster Padel Championships are no place for sentiment. Railchen looks at me and goes, "Play every ball to him." Like I hadn't thought of that myself. Like I never spent my time on the rugby pitch testing the opposition defence for weaknesses. Like the T-Rexes testing the fences in Jurassic Park. I'm there, yeah, no, I've got this, Railchen. And I return his serve, aiming the ball straight at the dude. He pulls a winning shot out of nowhere, and I'm going to have to say fair fox here, jumping to one side and in the same movement, sending the ball back with an unbelievable backhand, and now it's 30-30. It costs him a lot, though. He literally howls in pain.
"My mother has arthritis," Railchen tells him across the net. "She's in a wheelchair."
Which is horseshit, by the way. She told me the woman teaches yoga lattes 3 mornings a week in Ashgrove Industrial Estate, and she finished 4th in the women's mini marathon, which, by the way, made her a fucking loser in Railchen's eyes.
"Don't let him get inside your head," Lisa tells him. "Just focus on the next point."
The dude serves, and I'm just about to send the ball back across the net to him when Railchen suddenly steps in front of me and steals the shot from me, hitting the ball with a force that almost blows a hole in the back wall. I'm like, "I had that, Railchen." But she tells me to grow up.
She's like, "It's match fucking point. What's your problem?"
I'm there, "I've no problem." But then I stop because I notice that I'm suddenly struggling to catch my breath. "Wait," I go as Thor prepares to serve. "Just give me a second here."
Lisa's there. "Don't give him a second." Because she's an animal, and I'm saying that as a compliment to the woman. "Show them no mercy." "The fuck is wrong with you?" Railchen goes.
"I'm there. I'm having palpitations."
She goes, "It's just adrenaline. You can smell victory."
Like I haven't been in a situation like this before. Like I never won a Leinster School Senior Cup winners medal with Castle Rock College or kicked the conversion that stopped Sea Point Rugby Club from being relegated to Division 2C of the All-Ireland League. I'm there, "It's not adrenaline. I think I'm having a heart attack."
Railchen goes, "You are not having a heart attack. I'm not allowing it. Not now. Not after coming this far." Lisa's like, "Do you want to concede the match?" Railchen's there, "No, we don't." And then she glowers at me and goes, "I probably put a bit too much of the stuff in your smoothie."
I'm like, "What is the stuff?"
"You don't need to know that."
"Railchen, I've watched enough hospital dramas over the years to know the first thing they are going to ask me in the emergency room is what I've taken."
"Emergency room? Will you grow a fucking pair? It's just your heart rate going up." Lisa goes, "Just serve it, Thor. If he's having a heart attack, that's his tough shit."
Seriously, the Leinster Padel Championships make the Hunger Games look like Sports Day in New Pork Comprehensive.
"Are you ready?" Thor goes. Railchin's like, come on, for fuck's sake. Are you a winner or a loser? I'm there. I'm a winner. And she goes, suck in some air then and prove it to me. Thor serves the ball and I return it. And at the same time, I move towards the net like a soldier charging a machine gun nest. Thor gives the ball a fair old wallop, but I'm right there to send it back. Lisa somehow manages to return it, high as it happens. I jump up in the air with my racket above my head and I bring it down so hard that the ball hits the floor, then the back wall, and finishes up on our side of the court. Yes! Railchin goes, because we've won. We're in the actual final. And that's when the most random thing happens. Railchin wouldn't be one for public displays of affection. As a matter of fact, I put an encouraging arm around her shoulder in one match and 10 seconds later I was pinned to the floor face down while she whispered in my ear, you try that again, Weinstein, and you lose a fucking testicle. But she throws her two arms around me and she pulls me close to her and she goes, it's fine, you can hug me back. And I sort of like pat her back like I'm testing a hob for hotness. She's like, hug me properly, we're in the final. So I just go with it. We end up standing there for like a full minute, or maybe even two. Thor and Lisa have fucked off and we're still standing there, holding each other like, I want to say lovers. I listen to Railchin sort of like sobbing to herself. Then I go, hey, come on, we've still got a final to win. In that moment, I open my eyes and I'm suddenly having palpitations again because over her shoulder, I can see a figure standing about 20 feet away from us. And I can see that it's Surika. So, she goes, this is what you've been getting up to behind my back.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.